How's it going, everybody? It's a post-Valentine's Day episode of the Loftus Party. It's going to be a little freewheeling today. A little freewheeling. That's how I'm feeling. I'm positive. I'm upbeat. I'm ready to do a freewheeling episode. Freewheeling is the word of the day, by the way. How's it going over there, Liberty Gypsy?
It's beautiful. The sun is out. It's about 63 degrees and beautiful day.
That's wonderful. We had so much snow on Long Island last night. So much snow. I totally forgot. It was a very warm day on Saturday. And then yesterday in the evening, it snowed to beat the friggin' band.
Really?
And, yeah. So I woke up to a winter wonderland. I asked Robot Lady, my personal digital AI assistant, what the weather was. It's going to warm up today. And then I asked that bitch to pop out some jams. And she picked this insane station, EDM Beach Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. I'm getting ready to hop in the shower. I'm wandering around my little – I got the shower going. I'm looking outside at a winter wonderland. I'm listening to this insane, upbeat, super fun, like electronic dance music. And it was just surreal and awesome. And I just loved it. And it really made my day. It put a smile on my little face.
Awesome. Good music yes. can do that. Good music can seriously like make your day.
Indeed, mm-hmm. it can. Mm-hmm. So then I what I did is I got my little good vibration avalanche going, and then I buckled up and I started watching the Sunday shows as I do, and it was the same old crap. And it's weird. It's like I feel I have distance from it. I have sometimes you get too into the politics and you need to like step back and just recognize just like blah, 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 talking point, blah, 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 talking point, blah, 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 political posturing, blah, 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 political posturing. I'm going to ask this. It's just so ridiculous. And I don't want to get cynical and I don't want to start off on a cynical note. However, it really makes you think, does anyone really want to solve anything? I really don't think they do. They had on Chris Wallace's show, they had Rush Limbaugh. And yeah, people, I'm gonna do a little Rush Limbaugh quote here. I really don't think that people really want to solve these issues because they don't want to look at what happened. We're going to devote a little bit of time and then we're going to get right by it. The violence, the shooting down in Florida, because I just don't want to get maudlin. I just don't want to get maudlin. I have an opinion on this, whether it's popular or not. So be it. And it's you certainly can't make jokes about it. However, here's what I'm thinking. And then we'll just blow by it. People like to. The FBI and then the local police. Listen, that was a breakdown in the system. Okay, first of all, the kids, what was he, 19, mental health, thrown out of this school, that mm-hmm. school. When everybody, like everything worked, in my opinion, everything worked. People are like, uh-oh, this dude said something crazy on my YouTube channel. I'm going to report him. And then people are like, you know what? We can't really track down his IP address. I call BS on that. Then when other people are going, hey, this dude said something. Hey, FBI, go look. You have to investigate that. You have to go look. And mm-hmm. They say, see something, say something. Everybody did.
Yep.
And nothing happened. There were no this is what like and I said it on the show a long time ago. There's these parents going, we need to if people say these kinds of evil things on Facebook, we need to go get them. And then you're like, well, that's a wonderful idea. Who was going to pay for the Facebook police?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do that? So I can see the argument on both sides. I don't even like to have the argument. But here's what I know. When something horrible like this happens. Now is not the time, and this is going to sound like, oh, he's just doing a talking point. He's carrying water for the NRA. Like, if you see someone who just got hit by a bus, you don't immediately start going, let's get rid of bus. Like, you need some time. You need some distance. And for people to – it doesn't seem like they're really discussing the breakdown of the system. Like, if this seems like it was it went perfectly in terms of this guy said something, we reported it.
Right.
Now, because nothing was there, to me, is the flaw in the system. This poor kid, first of all the he's a murderer. His life, it was insanely tragic. He's like the blueprint of a serial killer, torturing animals, the whole nine.
Right.
And here's the other question I have about this. And I only saw it mentioned somewhere once. Why Valentine's Day?
Well, apparently I had heard he got into a fight with his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend, and that's what ultimately got him booted from school. So
yeah.
Maybe he had a little bit of anger about that, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's probably something to be said there, too. However, so you've got these students, you know, having press conferences and all this stuff. And yes, if he wasn't allowed to get an AR-15, he wouldn't have killed all those people with an AR-15. He would have used another weapon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe the body count, whatever. But you can't talk about that without talking about, hey, man, we reported this dude. And nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes back to it's like our immigration thing. And hopefully I'll use that to transition because I'm already feeling like, ugh, it's just we have laws on the books. You're not allowed to sneak in. And we keep talking about we keep solving these satellite issues when like, hey, man, let's not pass more laws until we can get the laws on the books working.
Right.
Like we're talking about how many Band-Aids we're going to buy when we get to that great Rite Aid on Mars. When like hold on, this person needs stitches. We need like we can argue about Band-Aids later. We got to make sure these stitches hold. I don't know if that metaphor works, but I'm trying to make it.
Well, I mean, everybody that got out and talked about this was like, okay, you know, the next thing that comes out is the gun show loophole. That's never been the cause of something like this. So close the gun show loophole. I don't care. It's not going to fix this problem. you know?
Yes. And then here's the other thing that I agree with you. I agree with you. But like, what else is going on? Like, is there a breakdown in society? Like for real?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want Big Brother telling me what to do or any of that stuff. But like, I think maybe there's something else going on here.
Yep.
It's these kids are not being possessed by weapons. It's not like the gun is appearing in the sleep. Hey, I'm Zaid AR-15. Come and pick me up. I'm trying to make a joke and I shouldn't. I apologize.
Right.
That was in poor taste. Anyway, and I respect everybody's angry and everybody's, you know, do something. Now is the time to do something.
No, now is the worst time.
Now is
the
worst
time.
Yeah. You need someone to come in. And that's the other heartache with this is when you do try to step in and you go, okay, let's all take a breath. Now they're like, well, that's an NRA talking point. That's what they always say. Nothing ever changes. Blah, 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 blah. But let's look at the entirety of the problem. Okay, we casually mentioned Valentine's Day, so I want to use this to get something off. Oh my gosh, Valentine's Day, and then the Chelsea Handler weed. We gotta get to that. I'm not gonna forget to get to that. Valentine's, you ready for a tale of woe?
Sure. Valentine's Day woe?
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this: how was your Valentine's Day?
Very quiet.
Yeah?
I was all by myself.
what did Mr. Gypsy do? Did you get a card? Did you get some flowers?
We're pretty low-key Valentine's Day people. I either get some candy or I get some flowers, one or the other, and a nice card. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Someone on Facebook, this poor soul. This dude tweeted, and he's a blue checkmark guy. He tweeted the card his wife gave him, and on the outside, it's a close up of the cartoon wife talking to the cartoon husband. She's like, "Oh yeah, stick it in there. Yeah, put it in. Oh yeah." And then you open it up, and the guy's loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, no,
and
I get
like,
nice
that
cards.
That is sad on so many levels.
Yep.
That's just pathetic. One, that he was like, look at my funny wife. Two, like, are you that whipped? Are you that whipped?
It's not only that.
I felt bad for the guy. I felt bad for him.
You had to get a card to maybe motivate you to help load some dishes. I mean, that's just like standard operating procedure in my house.
I just felt bad for the guy. Like, have you ever had hot sex? Have you ever? Has she ever uttered those words to you in a fit of passion? I don't think she has. I think you're lousy in the sack. And like, oh, the funniness of the – it was pathetic and sad, and he should get a divorce. and he should go to some kind of island for counseling. Here's what happened to me. It's like Valentine's Day is this ritual that you have to go to, and it's hard when you've been in a relationship for a long time, blah, blah, blah. So it's just like standard operating procedure. And that's the other thing. It just becomes this blasé thing. I didn't want to forget this year. I'm really trying to be better about this. Like Christmas presents, Valentine's, mm-hmm. birthdays, all that stuff. So days before, like 3 days before, and these little peckerheads had been my email has been filling up with 1-800-Flowers, 1-800-Flowers. Are you ready? Are you set? Do you want to use this coupon? Order now. You want to use this coupon? Save 50% now. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I found a really nice bouquet of roses. The wife loves roses, or she says she does. God bless her to make it easy on me. Did a card. I had a little special message written out on that thing. And I'm like, good for you, Lofty. You did it. Days ahead of time. You don't have to worry. Well, Valentine's comes around. And this is horrible. My wife listens to the podcast. And she's going to listen to this. So Valentine's Day comes around. I'm at work. And I get
You did?
A bouquet of like water lilies. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And there was a great card, and the card was awesome. but like, so I shoot my wife a text. I'm like, hey, just got the flowers. And she's like, ooh, yeah, baby. And I'm like, what, like the lilies, what's the message there? That's not what she ordered. That's not what she got. And I don't need flowers. I don't need them. Mm-hmm. I don't need them.
It's just a special high. It's just a thing.
Yeah. It's truly the thought that counts, but literally she could have sent me a sheet of notebook paper that said flowers on it and a hand-drawn picture of her boobs. And that would have been, it would have been just as good. So all day long, I'm waiting for her text, like, oh, the roses were this. Oh, and nothing, nothing, nothing. So finally, I call 1-800-Flowers, the douchiest company in the history of companies in terms of flowers. I call them up, and I get this, like, Russian woman who's probably sitting in a studio apartment in Brooklyn somewhere. Thank you for calling 1-800-Flowers. How can I help you? Do you have your order number? And I have my frickin' 58-digit order number. I give it to her, and she goes, okay, I found your order. Your flowers are scheduled to be delivered on February 15th. And I'm like, whoa, hold up. When did I want them delivered? She's like, let me see. Oh, February 14th. I'm like, okay. What day is February 14th? She goes, Valentine's Day. And I'm like, is Valentine's Day on the 15th? No. Okay, so are the flowers going to help me on the 15th? Click.
She hung up?
She hung up on me. She hung up on me. So now I'm a little PO'd. I'm a little PO'd. However, I've done a lot of traveling, and when your flight gets bumped, you always get more flies with honey. When you're that traveler, when you're the person who they pick up the phone and you're screaming at the top of your lungs, they put you in the back of the line. Right. So I call back. I get another girl. Once again, interesting kind of accent. Hello, 1-800-Flowers. Do you have your order number? of 55. And she goes, oh no, flowers are coming today. Flowers are coming today. And she's all happy and carefree. I'm like, okay, the other lady said the 15th. And why would she say that? I don't know. Maybe she reads the screen wrong. Was I helpful? Are you helped? It was like talking to Latka from Taxi. Oh no, flowers come today. Flowers come today. So, the flowers never came.
Never? Not even on the 15th?
Flowers didn't come on the 14th. On the 15th, I call.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, here's what I want. And this is, I want the flowers to come today, and I would like a complete refund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's no problem. I'm like, you didn't even take the time to type anything. Like, I know you're actively lying to me. That's like, I need the measurements for that wall and new drapes for that window. Okay, got them. Like, you didn't even whip out your frickin' your little measurement tape. And I'm like, so, and I kept saying, so I'm going to get a refund and she's going to get her flowers today. Oh, yes. It's all good. All set. Okay. Never got her flowers on the 15th. So now I'm keeping an eye on my credit card statement to make sure I get the refund. Then these douchebags from 1-800-Flowers, the worst flower company in the world, are like, so how'd we do? They sent me an email. So how'd we do? They're dead to me. And so what they don't understand is that I'm a comedian. I have a voice. I have a website. I have a podcast. And this is the kind of little thing. This is the kind of little thing that, like, do you think I'll talk about it on stage at Governor's tonight in front
Probably
of a bunch of people
so.
In Long Island?
Probably.
You bet I will. Do you think when I go back to Los Angeles and when I'm working in comedy clubs there, I'll talk about it? You bet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll get a new 10-minute hunk out of this. And it'll be in my new Netflix special that I'm going to start working on. Do you think I'll talk about it in Vegas in front of travelers around the world? Oh, yeah. You bet I will. Mm-hmm. You screwed over the wrong person. I got a little little Peter Brady. So that's 1-800-Flowers, the flower company that lies actively. So I had a crappy Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay, so
well,
now we're going to...
Well, I'm hoping the better half understands. I mean, she understands what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't make you feel... I mean, like, I wouldn't be mad at you because that happened. I'd be mad at 1-800-Flowers.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And it'll be awesome. And hopefully I'll get a nice big chunk out of it. And that's it. I kind of let it slip, but I am going to start working on a new 1-hour special. It's been too long. I think if I work really hard, I can figure it out. I have a theme. Yes. Okay. Yeah. But I don't want to spoil it now because, like, I'm not in the clubs right now. It's going to be a little while. We had on our Twitter account, which, for the love of God, if you know someone fun, please have them join up with the Loftus Party on Twitter. I'm still shaking out so many losers, just so many losers. However, not to be Debbie Downer, we found some fun people. So it's working. It's like turning the Titanic, but it's working. We do a thing on what is it, Gypsy? Is it Tuesdays?
Fridays.
No, it's Friday.
Yes,
Fridays. We do our pole dance. And so we did one of those, and boy howdy, was it fun! I'm bringing it up. So what was the question?
Well, according to one of the marijuana periodicals, Chelsea Handler, who has always been very open about her use of the medicinal herb, is going to come up with her own line of marijuana.
Yes.
And marijuana products. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had it's not really a contest, but I think we should turn it into a contest. We should start doing t-shirts or something fun. So we're like, what is the best, what's the best?
What should be the name of these products? Yes.
Yeah. Cause they always have these, you know, purple nurple and dragon tail. So we had, what were the names we had?
We had dragon ass.
dragon ass,
tits out,
which was fantastic.
Vodka stench,
stank, vodka stench. Yes,
stench. I think it was. Those were the ones gave people to choose from, and then people can always give us their own answer.
And that's the recipe for fun, because some of the ones that people made up, this person, Jason Newman, says Dragon Ass should have won. However, let's get to some of the fun. Crazy Like Me was the name. Bunk Shit. Somebody. Swamp Water Blend. Ragweed Blend. Those are like real ones. Goat Butt.
I kind of like Yesterday's Hoo-Ha.
Yesterday's Hoo-Ha was fantastic. And I also liked
Has Been
Kush
Hash.
Kush in the Has Been Hash. Kush mm-hmm. Kush in the Tush.
Right? Right? Yesterday. Has Been Hash was my personal favorite.
Has Been Hash. Desperate and Unhappy. Hyena's Breath. Mm-hmm. Here comes a good one. Jeannie McBee said Cooter Tooter. Dan Wright said Road Hard.
Yeah.
There's this woman, Schadenfreudelish, G-Strung Out.
Yep.
She also had Public Enema Number One. Hilarious. Tushy Cushy. And then we got into a lot of, there was a lot of pee ones. There was a lot of
Golden Shower references that kind of made me go, oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you have a video of Jason Biggs peeing on your face and you don't go underwater. When someone's actively peeing on you and you don't try to get away, I think people can then go, oh, I think she likes this. Which, hey, if that's your thing, Chelsea, just I'm asking you.
She's so broken. How do people take her commentary seriously? I mean, she's just so broken.
You just hit it on the head. You just nailed it on the head. That's the thing. Like now, like I've seen her like passed out on the floor, and she's a wreck. She's a wreck.
But we're supposed to listen to her about politics.
I know.
She's just she's as broken as Kathy Griffith.
Oh my gosh. Kathy Griffin was at the WGA Writing Awards.
Okay.
Recently. Like someone gave her
a ticket.
Literally a podium. They're like they wanted her to present for best writing like in an animated series. And I guess she comes out and I'll bleep myself. She comes out and she goes, oh, the Writers Guild. Where the F have you people been? Where the F are you? Why haven't you been effing supporting me? And she uses this as to go on a tirade for how the Writers Guild has somehow done something to her. That chick is just unbelievable.
She's blaming everyone. Like, who hasn't she thrown under the bus?
There's no room. You guys, hopefully you saw the YouTube video that I did. That's just it entirely. This is – oh, and I want to say this too. Okay, so there's a dude, Mark Abney. He wrote Hollywood Stinkweed, which is actually a great name for weed.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Stinkweed. Like some of these would actually work. And then this girl I'll give a shout out to her, Becky Myers Branch, and let's not, don't harass anybody. I'm literally just celebrating the participation. It was a really fun one. She wrote on Facebook, "Let's call it like it really is: a well-known, successful, intelligent woman who can afford to call the shots, quit her job, and tirelessly work on behalf of women. Oh, and let's not forget her best-selling books. I would rename her weed." Gold, but that one's already been taken. Oh, the jealousy of people. So in response to Becky, I guess maybe you could say that there is some jealousy there. I'll just be honest. Chelsea has been extremely successful. Her show on E! Was really, really successful. She's got a lot of money. And if she wants to start a line of weed, absolutely go for it. However, It's like we were saying, I'm worried about her health. So, and these are jokes, literally, I would make to Chelsea's face. I honestly would. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, so what are you going to call your new weed? Because it's not like she doesn't have a book, Hello Vodka, It's Me, Chelsea. She knows.
And yeah.
And as to her books, I don't want to out any of my friends. A friend of mine is good friends with Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing that I'm jealous of. Chelsea Handler, and this is the Hollywood scoop here. Chelsea Handler years ago approached her friends. She's like, what are some crazy stories I told you? What are some crazy stories? And the friend's like, ooh, one time you told me this, one time you told me that. And Chelsea goes, ooh, do me a favor and just write it down. If you could just write it down, that would be a big help, and then send it to me. So all these people recounted these things that Chelsea Handler told them. They sent them to Chelsea, and then she went through and she turned it into a book. Lies Chelsea Handler told me. And to me, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
They did all the work for her. That's great.
And she got a best-selling book out of it. So, good for her. I want to get back to some more of these names. Shaggy Saggy Bags of Weed. That was like Michael Bethune on Facebook. Brian McBride, The Smell of Crazy, another Stank Skank. Stinkweed. There was a lot of Twitter rant kush. That's a great name. Stupid Blonde Blunt. Like all of these names. Here we go. Jeff Goddard had one. Ganja Rhea.
Oh my God.
Ganja Rhea. They're awesome. You guys are the best. Somebody really should get a t-shirt. We really should do that. We should start doing that. So that was much, much fun. That's all we're trying to do is have some fun. Okay. We talked about the Chelsea Handler weed. Let's get into the Mueller probe. Russia, Russia, Russia. Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. So what are your thoughts on their latest? Their latest and their greatest indictments, 13 indictments.
Well, here's my thing. Whenever like the State of the Union is on, or the, you know, Rosenstein comes out and announces these indictments or whatever, every news channel breaks to breaking coverage, and then you have to hear all of the talking heads talking about it. So what I tend to do is shut off the TV and I watch it in isolation, so I don't get anyone else's opinion when I hear these things, right?
So, okay.
I just want to hear it. I just want to hear what the man had to say. And what the man had to say was any Americans that these people were in contact with were under the impression they were other American activists. So they did a very good job.
That's a big takeaway.
They did a very good job of masking themselves, right? And the other thing I heard was they did it on both sides. Their goal was to create division based on political differences that already existed, and they did it on both sides. And he actually gave an example of a protest that was anti-Trump and a pro-Trump protest in New York City that went on at the same day, at the same time. These people are actually trying to cause people to hurt each other. If you stop and think about
it. Yeah, it seems like, first of all, a couple things. First of all, it's a crappy plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, like, the end game. Now, maybe there's, we won't trust one another? I mean, we're still going to have elections. Someone's still going to get elected. I have faith in our systems. We still have, I mean, that's the great thing about the Constitution. Let me go all wings of Liberty Eagles here. Let's say you get a complete moron elected into the White House, then you've got the Congress and the courts. We have checks and balances. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said on this very show a million years ago, that still makes perfect sense. If President Trump frightens you that much, you believe government's too big, and mm-hmm. you believe the president has too much power. It still holds true today. So like the end game of all this is ridiculous, and I think they're throwing a lot of rubles away. And then, interestingly enough, the vice president of like marketing and sales at Facebook, he says that like the majority of the money was spent after the election.
Correct.
So they're trying to, I guess, stoke the fires of political discord, and then certainly then they'll take over the Ukraine. I don't like. I think this. It's. I hate to say this. I think it's much ado about nothing. I've been saying a long time ago. To me, the big issue, and this is the great thing. It's like when people were investigating President Clinton. Oh my gosh, the Monica Lewinsky thing happened, and I don't think the Monica Lewinsky thing is a big deal. And then they got him on a technicality. He lied and perjury, blah, blah, blah. But you never know where these things are going to go. The wonderful thing about this, and this is what I said in last week's video, The Loftus Party on YouTube, is the FBI. This is the it's great that like the spotlight, and I keep wanting to bring the spotlight back to the FBI. That's the big story here, that like you had this Steele dossier. Mm-hmm. That was paid for by some never Trumpers on the right. Then when they realized it was all bogus, they panned off to the Clinton campaign. Then the Clinton campaign ponied up a bunch of dough. Then they go running to the FBI, and the FBI knows it's political dirt, and they're like, okay, let's get a wiretap going. Let's do some investigations. That's super dubious. That terrifies me. Mm-hmm. And it's like I said. In the video, this isn't the first time. They've done it to James Rosen. They did it to Cheryl Atkinson. She still can't find out what's going on. So that should be the terrifying notion, you guys, that they found that people are weaponizing the FBI. That's the one that puckers my butt.
Well, Cheryl Atkinson actually put out a video because she's on the circuit for her book, The Smear.
Yes.
And her quote, or the quote out of this is, when propagandist works this hard to shape your opinion. Oh, and of course, no, stop. Oh, when propagandists work this hard to shape your opinion, their goal is to separate you from the truth.
Yes.
That is like everything that has gone on with Russia, 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 Nazi, Nazi, Nazi since day one. Because like you said, the phrase Russia hacked the election is, and Rosenstein even said it, no votes were altered, no voting machines, they did not touch the election process. But that those words, they hacked the election, are still out there. It's just insane.
And it's worrisome. It's worrisome. Very. And then if I'm a member, if I work for a big news media company, mm-hmm. Then I start to worry. Am I now just carrying water for these people who want to further their propaganda agenda? Mm-hmm. And it looks like that's what's going on. It's dangerous. Well, it's not dangerous. It is dangerous, I guess. But that's just such a like a cliche.
Well, it's dangerous if you don't take the time to listen to or read things yourself, and not everyone has that time, right? They expect a news media that is going to actually tell them the truth. And honestly, that VP of ads, I think he's Rob Objective on Twitter, he did a better job explaining exactly what went on than any media company has, because he just told you what happened.
And that's the disturbing part of this. Mm-hmm. And it's wild. It's wild, because you know I flip back and forth. I go to MSNBC, and then I go to Fox, and I go to CNN, and I go to Fox. It's Fox is like the only one. And it's wild to see like lawyers. You have a lawyer on MSNBC that says this is bad for the Trump administration. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is the beginning
of the end.
This is the beginning of the end. Now we're going to see it. There's going to be more indictments. This is that and this and that and this and that. Then you flip it over to Fox and you have lawyers going, this completely exonerates the president. As you see, he says in the indictment, no Americans knowingly participated, and the president is an American, so he's just been exonerated, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, wow, wow. Like, how can this be that it's either all the way bad or all the way good? And that's worrisome, because – and people say it, and it sounds like hyperbole and stuff, but I think there are like two Americas. There's like two different sets of facts. There's two different realities, and that's bizarre to me.
Well, it is bizarre because you look at exactly what the guy who is vice president of ads, who I'm sure was involved in the investigation of Facebook. So when they said, hey, Facebook, you got to go back and see what actually went on your platform. We need to know, right?
Yes.
I'm sure he was deeply involved as the executive in charge of that particular area. Told you not just exactly what happened, when it happened. He gave you examples of how other countries have dealt with similar things, right? And actually provided thoughts around, like, how you can make it so this doesn't happen again. All you're hearing on the other stations is, Trump did it or Trump didn't. Well, I didn't hear anything about Donald Trump and Rosenstein's speech. Not a word.
And the other thing that, like, makes me laugh about all this is all the people who are quickly trying to cover their butts going, well, we never said there was collusion. We never – this has never been about collusion.
Okay.
Have you been smoking some Chelsea Handler piss face?
Yeah, right.
Because that's all you've been saying. That's all you've been saying. And this – the word is trying to protect democracy. It's – I have never, ever seen the media just so just ganged up. It's wild.
Obama openly interfered in Israel's election. Openly did
yes.
it. Sent buses over. The Russians have been trying to interfere in our state affairs for decades. They bought a couple
yes.
ads on Facebook. I don't know about you. But an ad on Facebook or a thing on Facebook is not going to change the way I vote.
No, I've never seen a bumper sticker and been like, wow,
that's
I've never thought
thing.
Of it that
that's
way before.
It right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to completely reconsider my stance on abortion. That,
yeah. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So and the majority of the ads were purchased after the election. And then the funny thing is, and this I just found this is just funny to me. They had an anti-Trump rally and a pro-Trump rally.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like there was like no turnout for the anti-Trump rally, but they sold a lot of tickets for the pro-Trump. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Hopefully you guys have subscribed to the YouTube channel, because all this stuff, and I don't want to get into like I told you so isms, but it's crazy like how much stuff we discuss on the YouTube channel and on Facebook and here on this show that then comes to pass. Like, I just want to kind of be a lighthearted look at politics and pop culture, but it's amazing.
It's amazing
like
how prescient we are.
It really is like a big pat on the back. Like a week later, 2 weeks later, you'll hear people talking about this and you're like, wow, are they just now figuring
we were talking
this out?
About that a month ago. Yeah.
Okay. Gonna move on now. This is kind of political, but it's also I haven't watched any of the Olympics.
No, me neither.
I've just been insanely busy, and I don't care either, and I'll be. You guys know me. I'm into butt stuff and fine booties. And the only reason to watch women's figure skating is when they do that backwards. They do that backwards skate, and their little skirt flips up, and every once in a while they'll get a wedgie, and that's kind of hot. That's about it for me. Here's what I always thought, and maybe I'm an idealist. I always thought that the Olympics were supposed to be like a substitute for politics, right? It's like, oh,
yep.
We're proud of our athletes. Our system works better. We have mm-hmm. a better country because our athletes are X, Y, and Z. I
right.
always thought that what it was. And this this kid, and I want to rail on him here for a little bit. I think his name is Adam Rippon. Or
mm-hmm.
it's Rippon. He's a little figure skater, and clutch your pearls. He's gay.
What?
There's a shocker. he's like, I have nothing to say to Mike Pence. I have nothing. And he's just got his little panties in a bunch over Mike Pence. And Mike Pence, holy smoke, I took a picture of it. And this is fantastic. So this guy's like, luckily, and yes, I'm doing the gay voice because this is what he sounds like. This is pretty accurate. I have nothing to say to Mike Pence. And I'm not going to shake his hand. Mike Pence, after the guy said, after this little dickhead was saying these, I'm not going to shake his hand. Pence comes out and tweets to Adam Rippon, I want you to know we are for you, in all caps. Don't let fake news distract you. I am proud of you and all of our great athletes. And my only hope for you and all of Team USA is to bring home the gold. Go get them. He literally said, I am proud of you. And even after that, this little cowardly little man, I'm still not going to, I have nothing to say to him. Like, so now you just want to be mad. And I hope you know how badly you're hurting your agenda. Well, and you just look like a little dick. You look like a little dick. When someone is cool to you and you cannot be cool back. And then, of course, and this just in, little Adam Rippon, the figure skater who's not going to take any crap from Mike Pence, he got hired by NBC. They immediately, like the instant he got done with his little floor program and his tipple toe loop and his hamel camel and his sow cow, they immediately hired him. That's who we want to be the voice of figure skating for America on NBC. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't complain to me. Don't complain to me like America's polarized. And then you hire someone polarizing like this little turd for brains. It's just like, don't complain about it and then feed the machine.
I think it, like, his reaction almost speaks to what I see as a bigger problem, though, right? Like, you and I are very live and let live. Hey, yes. You do you. I don't care, right?
I really don't.
Love who you
it's
love.
It's amazing.
Love who you love. Do what you're going to do. I don't care. It doesn't mean I have to agree with you.
Use safe words. Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. It doesn't mean I have to pat you on the back and say, I 100% approve of what you're doing.
Right? And don't expect me to pitch in for pamphlets to try to get more people to do what you're doing.
No. No. No, that's not how any of this works. You can be you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. And we may be friends because we may have a whole lot of other crap in common, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that I have to pat you on the back and say, I totally agree with what you're doing. I don't agree with half of my heterosexual friends' choices in relationships.
Dig it. Dig
it. You know, I
Linda,
tell them, what are
Linda,
you doing?
You're in a cycle, Linda. You need to get out.
Linda, you're chasing in a cycle. Yeah. Or guys, too. Like, George, what are you doing? She treats you like crap, you know?
Why do you keep going back? Why do you keep going back? The definition of insanity.
Just do not have to pat you on the back.
Okay, we are right. And then here, and this is going to be our brave little toaster segment about this, because someone sent me an article to read. This is the great thing about having the website and the podcast and all this stuff. Oh my gosh, I want to thank that dude on Facebook. There's a dude who sent me a super funny picture. You know who you are. You listen to the show. It was hilarious. It was a cat holding up a sign. Oh, it was really funny. But I love the participation. Someone sent me an article to read that is an interesting take on it, the transgender community. And the theory, there was a study done, and I'll be in somehow they're loosely affiliated with the Catholic Church. So take that for what it is. But this doctor is working on – they have this theory that we are – creating transgendered people by the amount of attention and focus and money being spent that you need to find more, because there's money to be made there.
Yeah,
you need
not
to
really
find more transgendered people. You need to find more to get more money. And then and you know where all the transgendered people live?
Where?
Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yeah. They have the rest of the nation. It's like this minuscule, tiny amount of people who say they identified as transgender. But in Washington, D.C., where they have all the checkbooks, it's like almost 3% of the population.
What?
It's crazy. Like, wow. Wait a minute. Like that I find very dubious. And I can totally see it's the tail wagging the dog. Once there's money in it and you can wrap yourself up and we're fighting for the brave rights, of, like, people are going to start like, maybe I am transgendered. Maybe that's what my problem is. Yeah, I'm transgendered.
Or if you made the high school football team, you're going to put on a dress and grow out your hair so you can go play for girls or the girls team instead, where you're just going to kick ass. I mean,
I want more of that.
I don't.
That cracks me up.
It doesn't
when
crack
some,
me
when
up.
Some, oh, man, when some dude, and this is like, this goes to, we're different. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's going to sound so Archie Bunker and old school, but it's so, there is something rewarding about like a dude dressed up like a woman and playing a full contact sport. Do you want to play? You want to pretend I'm a girl? Okay, I'm a girl. Let's go. I guess there was a dude in the MMA that did that. Who's like, I am a woman now.
Yeah.
And no, you're not allowed.
The one I saw, I think, was volleyball, and then there was one in track and field. But just the reason I don't like it is because as a female who was an athlete in high school and a competitive swimmer, a guy's going to beat me no matter how good I was. Like if you are a reasonably good competitive swimmer and you're a guy, you're going to go faster than me.
Yes.
It's the way it is. And so women who have worked for years and years and years and years to get to the top of their sport and compete for scholarships get knocked out by dudes.
Yeah, it's almost
makes me mad.
It isn't fair. It's almost like men were designed for a different purpose than women. Now,
I think
I'm not going to
so.
It's crazy, but it's the latest theory that I'm going with.
To me, there's two things, right? This is like when I was in high school, late 80s, early 90s. Everybody questioned their sexuality. Everybody thought they might be gay at some point, right?
Very, very popular.
Very popular. You know, you had to have that angst and maybe drive your parents a little buggy with it, and you know, because you've always just got to do this thing, right? It's those teen years, the drama, the hormones, the whole nine yards. You know how many of my high school friends actually, like my graduating class, you know how many are actually gay? One.
Yeah.
So I said to my son, you know, last year, I said, you got any trans kids in your high school? He actually laughed. He said, yeah, we have 5. I said, excuse me? I mean, the graduating class at the high school is like 500 kids.
5 is a big number.
5 is a huge number. And he goes, yeah. He goes, 4 of them are just attention. They're just doing it for attention, and they got other issues. 1 maybe has some deep-seated issues, but even there, I'm not convinced. He's like, Mom, it's just a fad. Like, my 17-year-old sees it.
Yeah, and that's what, and then when you have to try to stop the business of the country for what probably will be a fad, and maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe there is something going on, and maybe people are playing around with gender a little bit more, and maybe in 20 years that'll be the thing. I don't know, but let's not like throw fuel onto the fire. Like, oh my gosh, every Burger King has to have a tranny bathroom. And that's right, I said tranny, because there's still freedom of speech in this country.
Well,
or at least there used to be. Someone. On social media put up, and they say it's a Kurt Russell quote, but I don't know if it is, but I wanted to make sure that we talked about it for a little bit. And I'm paraphrasing here because it struck me. It was like, you have to watch what you say on Facebook. You have to watch what you say on Twitter, and you have to watch what you say on YouTube. America used to have freedom of speech, and we're losing that. That one is slowly being, and then when you see a list like that, and as I thought about it, I'm like, holy crap. And I'll tell you guys the truth. The whole reason, well, not the whole reason, but a very large part of the Loftus Party website, and in the coming weeks, I think in about, what are we saying, 2 weeks now for the big switch, 2 weeks, hopefully, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's going to be yet another iteration of the website, and a lot easier for people to interact
and post their own content and share stuff. It's going to be awesome.
We're super excited about it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of let the cat out of the bag, but it applies here. When that's about a year and a half ago, I was still deep in the flip side, the TV show. And you could see the handwriting on the wall. You could see that, like, people were just getting kicked off of Twitter. Mm-hmm. Because of quote-unquote hate speech, and people were being censored on YouTube, and they were losing their channels, and Facebook was cracking down on people for just having an opinion. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, we need to start a website and hopefully get a huge interaction and, like, social media and message boards and the whole nine. We're getting closer to that. So theloftusparty.com, make sure you check that out. But it's happening, you guys. And we have to be cool about this, because it is the opinion that you don't like that you have to defend. Like, right. I'm all about freedom of speech. That's wonderful. But we're losing it. Like, who was Sam, the Politibunny.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody, a bunch of bots ganged up on her, and they got her booted. She went to Facebook jail or Twitter jail for a while.
She got her account permanently suspended.
Permanently suspended?
She was permanently suspended. She appealed, right? And she did get her account back. But she got the email that says, you're gone forever, and if you try to make another account, we'll suspend that too.
Now, Politibunny, whatever, it's like you guys need to know, and I don't know if you follow her or not, whatever. She's on Facebook too. She literally makes a living.
Mm-hmm.
For her opinions. Like, that's her job.
Correct.
In this world. And when people are getting suspended for that, and I'm sure she wasn't, like, saying, hey, let's all show up at so-and-so's house and burn it to the ground. I doubt that was happening. But that's, like, that's the level it's at even now.
Well, no. Having looked at her timeline, which she appears to have done, was quote tweeted a smaller account. You know, you have someone's quote and respond above it.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of her followers started responding to the person she quote tweeted, so they called that inciting harassment. So we just don't quote tweet anymore.
That's what happened to Milo.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole. Literally, he called. He didn't like Ghostbusters 2. He said something about the girl from Saturday Night Live, the big African American girl. And boy, oh boy, I guess his followers thought, oh, this will be funny. Let's go after her. And then he got booted. And mm-hmm. I tell you what, say what you will about Milo Yiannopoulos. That dude was entertaining. That was a fun, funny account to follow. And there was a bunch of those where they're like shooting stars.
Right. You're
like, enjoy this now because they're going to get booted. But, like, that shouldn't be, like, I don't like to be cavalier about it. Like, okay, that guy got booted. Like, it's got to be all or nothing. And Twitter's a privately held company, and they can do whatever they want. That is true. That is very true. And that's why I'm trying to make the transition more fun on Facebook, more fun on YouTube, more fun at theloftusparty.com. Just go to loftusparty.com. Everything will be there. And then if for some reason – and this is supposed to be a comedy show where you can say whatever you want. However, I don't like living in fear. I don't like living in fear of, oh, I'll get booted from this social media thing. And then it's like you don't exist because Google can make you disappear. I noticed this on iTunes because I like to promote the Loftus Party podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we first started – back in, like, episodes 1 through 50, 1 through 75, whatever, you want to go to iTunes and grab the link and copy the link and paste it into your little Facebook post. I would go to the iTunes store. I'd hit search, and I would tap in THE, the, and then LOF, and it would go The Loftus Party. Like, it would guess.
Right.
The Loftus Party. It no longer guesses that.
What does it guess?
It says there's The Loft, The Loft House, The Loft Jams or something. But unless I have to complete the entire word. Now, I do this at least once a week, twice a week. And you're telling me, and we get a lot of listens, we get a lot of downloads. There's plenty of activity there. You're telling me they you can't guess. My freaking robot lady knows what kind of music I like and can guess really good, and Apple can't?
I don't know. My browsers always fill in what I usually type. That's just weird.
Isn't that weird? That is weird. Okay. Some other things that I wanted to talk about in the world of entertainment. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Anna Hutchison. She's I always feel like there's some weird like guilt by association. I'm taking a huge risk by doing this podcast, by doing the website, and trying to stand up for what I believe in. However, I think it's a noble cause, and I think people are inherently good. However, I feel like I should apologize for anybody. Like, I recently took a picture with Ralph Macchio. I was an extra in a movie with him a long time ago, and then now here I am. I'm writing on a TV show. He was guest starring, and I'm like, wow, isn't that crazy? But like, don't assume that like Ralph Macchio is some kind of. I have no idea what his politics are.
And you don't care. You just like Ralph Macchio.
Dig it.
Exactly.
Dig it. So, my friend Anna Hutchison, this insanely talented New Zealander, I believe. I met her when she was doing Anger Management. It was a show I was working on with Charlie Sheen. She just landed a role in Braveheart 2. I don't know if it's a prequel or a follow-up or whatever, but like Anna's she's an incredibly beautiful, incredibly talented person. She's nothing fun but fun. I want to say congratulations to Anna for that. In entertainment, Jennifer Aniston is single, you guys. So if anyone, there's usually 3 degrees of separation. If anyone can get in touch with Jennifer Aniston for me, I would like to be, her rebound guy. Now, I think everyone in my personal life will be cool with this. A lot of people at work are making fun of me, but I'm willing to fall on the sword, and because then we can get Jennifer back with Brad, right? So,
do you really think that's going to happen?
Yes.
You do.
No. That I'll hook up with Jennifer.
No. That she and Brad are eventually going to get back together.
Oh, I guarantee it.
You think?
I guarantee it.
It would totally rehab his image. I tell you.
I think that guy's doing some of the best work ever. He's in that interesting phase in his career where he's got some age to him. He's a little weathered. He's a veteran. I think he's doing the best work he's ever done. You see that movie he did where he was the tank commander?
No, I didn't see that one. And I like him. I'm just saying, like, the way that the divorce went down and all that sloppy stuff back and forth, some of it got on him.
I tell you what happened. Here's what happened. And this is my little backstory. He was probably a little freakier than Jen. He was a little freakier than her. And she's like, okay, I'll do that if you want, because I'm committed. And then along comes Angelina Jolie. They're doing a movie together, whatever. And Angelina doesn't have to be talked into anything. She is full tilt boogie. Angelina Jolie is like, she's just a force of nature. Mm-hmm. That's
the backstory you've written in your head.
Yes. Okay. And then Jennifer, she tried to convince herself that like, there's good guys out there who X, Y, and G. And so then she hooked up with super boring Justin Theroux guy.
Oh, God.
And then She stayed married, and then she realized, uh-oh, this guy's boring. And so she's going to – I imagine she's going to end up with Brad. So we've solved that.
So I think we said earlier they're the new Liz Taylor, Richard Burton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
However, I can't get into any long-term relationship with Jennifer. That
no,
can't
that
happen.
Would be bad.
That's right. And I have to leave room for my Evangeline Lily Kate Blanchett Elvin sandwich.
Elvin sandwich.
Yeah, I got. I'm gonna have a three-way with Evangeline Lilly and Kate Blanchett, but they have to wear the ears from the Lord of the Rings movies. Evangeline Lilly was in The Hobbit, and so was Kate Blanchett. She was also in Lord of the Rings. But that would be it. Like if I ran into them at a big Hollywood party, I'd be like cards on the table. I would just be cards on the table. Here's what I want. And I know the answer. I'm not even going to say the answer is probably going to be no, because that's just like goes without saying. I would just be like, ladies, here's what I'm thinking. You, me, you wear the elf ears, you speak in elvish. I don't care what you say, but let's just get it on. No, of course, they're probably going to throw a drink in my face and walk away. But there'd be a certain satisfaction knowing I went for it.
You went for it. And the next thing you know, you're going to be on the Me Too hashtag.
I wouldn't be a jerk about it, but I'm going to ask.
Okay.
I don't think – does that – see, now – it's actually a very – it's a great point. We're out of time. Damn it. But, like, if you just hit on someone one time, and they say no, and you let it go, we still got to be able to do that, right? Because that's just called striking out. Where I come from, that's just called trying to be a playa and striking out.
I don't know. There's guys on college campuses that are getting brought up on complaints because they never asked a girl out. It's crazy.
What?
It's crazy.
Because they didn't ask her out?
Yeah.
What did they do? What's the crime?
Nothing. These administrative procedures where we have boiled sexual assault down to touching someone on the shoulder when they didn't like it are pretty abusive. And there's a lot of them that nothing really happened. Or we went out a couple times and then I said, I don't want to see you anymore. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Me Too is a dangerous thing. Very dangerous.
I don't know. And it's, well, we were talking about it last week, but when the president comes out and says, hey, let's not forget about due process, and everybody calls him some kind of maniac, that's,
That should scare you to death.
Yes. Don't care about there was a dude who worked in the White House and had an ex-wife and now he's fired. But when did they find out that he did something and the timeline doesn't match up and da-da-da? I don't care. John Kelly must be fired. Are you crazy?
Yeah, you remember when Obama kicked Blumenthal out of the White House and said, that guy's skeevy? I don't think Hillary Clinton ever paid a price for that.
No,
I don't know.
She did not.
Nope.
And you haven't heard the last of old Sidney Blumenthal.
Well, and you haven't heard the last of Hillary Clinton, which is far more annoying. She just needs to go away.
This was an awesome show. Do you have a Michaeltopia?
I do not have a Michaeltopia today. I will give a plug. The Black Panther is a good movie. You should go see it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It looks great. I'm actually – it just seems like the crowds are going to be so huge. That's the only reason I held off. When you told me, you're like, hey, I saw the Black Panther. It was really good. I'm like – my first impulse was like, wow, how'd you get a ticket?
We went to the 12:45 p.m. matinee. So we went at lunchtime. It wasn't like a Friday or Saturday night thing. We literally went at lunch. That's what we did.
That's smart.
It's cheaper too. It's awesome.
You know, in Michaeltopia, when a big movie's coming out, we go at lunch.
we join the AMC Premier Club because I literally got all my drinks and popcorn for free.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Here's mine. In Michaeltopia, when you have the presidential portrait made, you have two of them made. You have one that's done like old school, like here's what you look like in a traditional setting, very like the old masters in the style of like Rembrandt, in the style of like realism.
A professional portrait.
Yes.
Yes.
Then if you want the weird one done, you can have that done as well. But you got to have the regular one done as a backup.
Yeah, we're not going to hang Obama, we can't hang that one in like some
The Obama room. Portrait is ridiculous, you guys. It's stupid looking.
Well, and
this is my opinion about art. This is just my opinion about art. And then the memes have been great.
Oh.
You've got Obama sitting in front of the big wall of ivy. He's kind of coming in. It looks like those posters that you'd look at in the mall, and all of a sudden the image pops out, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, my gosh, it's 3D. Then you got people doing Homer Simpson disappearing yep. into the ivy. Mm-hmm. You've got Obama disappearing into the ivy. Then you've got someone has expanded it to make it look like it's a wall, and Donald Trump is on the other side of the wall.
Oh, God.
It's hilarious. It's it's an artistic choice, and there's no such thing as good art or bad art, a lot of people say. I have my opinion. I think it's bad art. And then
Michelle Obama doesn't even look like Michelle.
That's just
– like you did not even render her appropriately.
And they're saying it's an artistic choice. Okay. Okay.
Isn't it supposed to look like the person?
Now, who's the person who paints the portraits? We're going long. Dang it. Who's the person who paints the portraits?
I don't know, but apparently she traditionally paints African-American women like decapitating white women or something. Like, I didn't do my research after that.
I didn't know if they were photoshopped or if it was real.
No, it's real.
However, it depicts like there's an African-American woman mm-hmm. holding up the bloodied, severed head mm-hmm. of a white person.
Mm-hmm. There's several of them. It was an article. I think I thought it was like a ruse too. But it was either the Washington Post or the Washington Examiner actually did an article on it. So
now, in what world do you pick that person to do the presidential portrait?
Probably the same world that you hang out with Louis Farrakhan and, you know, that preacher in Chicago and everyone else. Yeah, I mean,
the Jeremiah Wright thing. That,
yeah.
I was really taken aback by that. Like, if I painted, black women holding up the severed head of white people, I don't think I'm going to be the first choice.
Well.
Of the Obama family. You know who does good work? You know who does really good stuff? Let's bring up that severed head picture.
Oh,
isn't that
God.
Wonderful? That's who we should get to do our presidential. Like,
well, then it's
startling in its stupidity.
Well, and I never read the details, but we weren't supposed to be looking at Michelle Obama's face because the important part of that portrait is the dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Everybody, the whole idea is to have a picture of the president as the president and the picture of the first lady who actually was the first lady, and we hang them in national monuments, in the Hall of Presidents, et cetera, et cetera. It's not to, like, get your freak on. It's just not.
Yes. Yeah. I tell you, it would be like
you want that
like
picture,
Donald Trump hiring David Duke to paint his picture.
Yeah. But if you want that picture, hang it in your house. Because we don't want to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's our show. We had a good one. Lots of changes. Lots of exciting stuff happening. Thank you so much, you guys. I still plan on getting the Roomba. I haven't forgot about the Roomba. I might go out and grab one of those this week. I still want to get a Roomba. I'm all about the robots now. The robots that will eventually kill me and be my undoing.
Oh, the irony. Oh, the irony, because we have robot issues, and now you're just like all in for the ones who can do things for you.
I saw the robots opening up the door and letting their little robot friend in, and that was chilling. Okay, we got to go.
We got to go.
Go to iTunes. Give us some stars. We really appreciate that. Turn people on to the Loftus Party. Thanks for sharing the videos. Thanks for subscribing. You guys are the best. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time.